A disturbance in the key of B. Arms crossed, I lean on the tabletop. It's a public place and I'm really hungry, but I hate eating in front of others. It's either squish food down in two or three bites or chew each mouthful 100 times, a feat I've managed only once on mescaline with an apple. A human might be watching. If I were invisible, I would crave to be noticed. Art carries no straightforward message, so it can always mean the opposite. When I was in grade school, a family friend exhorted me to be whatever I wanted. If I said explorer, he'd wink, but if I said writer, he'd throw up his hands and leave the house. My room has a mahogany door and shuttered windows. Beyond the veranda, the painted concrete emulates lawn. Even so, I want to lie down on it with a grass stem between my teeth. When I finally force myself to go out the door rather than vault over the windowsill, I've run out of oranges. The sky clouds up, the stars are invisible. It feels like infinity could take up residence in me, some rough place like my liver that won't see daylight. Where are the sources of the self? I need to find mine and give them a good shaking.